here on the Tiger Sports Network with head coach of the field hockey program, Kelly Hubbell. As we get set for the 2010 fall season, Coach, first of all, welcome to Wittenberg. Excited to have you as part of the program. And you're inheriting a pretty good program that has some high expectations heading into the fall for 2010.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thrilled to be at Wittenberg. It's been a really great transition coming in. Everybody's been super supportive. The players have jumped right on board with a new philosophy and a new direction. And lots of great support from the department, from fellow coaches and parents, too. So excited to be here. Thank you.
You're taking over a program that last year went 12-6, 10-2 in the North Coast Athletic Conference, tied your alma mater for the conference title, and ended up making it to the NCAA tournament for the first time in quite some time. Obviously, you weren't around for that, but at the same time, all of these women were essentially, you only graduated one starter, so therefore expectations for them and for you likewise have to be very high.
Definitely looking to build off of their experience, not only from last year, but this is a very experienced group overall, looking at their career performances, and to rise to the occasion and to remember the small steps that are going to get us to our big goals, taking a look at hosting that NCAC tournament, as well as looking to move through first and second round games of those into the NCAA tournament. So really looking to hit the ground running, but one game at a time.
Part of a huge senior class that will lead this team this year, including a third-team All-American from last year, Boo Vernon, scored 17 goals, had 12 assists last year, part of a staggering offense. 57 goals in 18 matches was the offensive output from last year. Talk about this senior group, because they've been around the program for 4 years now, and it's impressive that they've been able to stick it out and that they're expecting this to be a very good year.
You gotta love having a great offensive power group like this. Not only is Boo Vernon a big threat for us, but also looking at some younger upcoming group with Elizabeth Dwyer and Darcy Cacciano, as well as some support and a little bit more of a midfielder role with TC going through and pushing that group up to support and finish some balls herself. So definitely a offensive powerhouse. The seniors as a whole are also well balanced with a defensive unit that's quite sufficient in terms of being able to slow down play and put some stops outside the circle. Hopefully we can limit the shots on goalkeeper Jenny Shastman this year as well.
You returned the defensive player of the year from last year, Meredith Price. She was all-region, one of five all-region players. You had five first-team all-conference performers from last year, including Tori Casanto, who you mentioned, Boo Vernon, Elizabeth Dwyer, and also Jenny Shastma, who finished first-team, and then a second-teamer in Kelly Hurdy. Continuing to look at that offense, it's an offense that's so explosive, in part because there's so much quickness up there. It's fun to watch this team get out and run, especially on Edwards-Mauer Field, where it's conducive to that kind of style of play.
We love that turf field. It's really exciting to see them use that speed and really taking a look at our passing game this preseason to develop a little bit more of a transition game that is not only speed-based and power-based, which we have naturally, but smart play-based, where we can contain it down on that offensive end and really work it around the cage to open up different shots and different angles. So explosive is definitely the right word, though.
Kelly Hubbell, head coach of the women's field hockey team, getting set for their season opener. They take on DePaul on September 1st and then get into the conference slate not too long after. The College of Worcester on September 11th is not only the conference opener, it's also the conference home opener for the Tigers, and the Scots, their opponent on that date. Coach, you have six seniors, and then you also have six freshmen coming into the program. It's obviously nice to restock the cupboard this year heading into the campaign. Amongst those freshmen, are you expecting some new faces to really step in and push for some playing time on the field?
Yeah, we have a nice group here. We have four international players visiting us from the Netherlands, which has added a different element to the game. It's a little bit of a different style of play, so it's been fun to see them step up into different roles. They cover the full field from forward, midfield, and back, and they add a little bit more vision to our game, as well as a finer touch on the ball. And then looking at our other two freshmen, we have Jessica Jensen coming in at goalkeeper. She's got some very strong clears, a little bit of a brick house player, really holds her ground very well in the 1v1 situations. And then Tori Williams, we're looking to see her run quite a bit in the forward line and the midfield line as well. She's got some great finishing touches on cage, and she's a fun player to watch.
It's easy to look at the numbers and see where the leadership on this team would be provided. As far as who's actually out there vocally leading this team on a practice and on a game day basis, Coach, who are you really looking to lead this team in terms of providing that leadership?
Our three identified captains are Boo Vernon, Kelly Hurdy, and Jenny Shasma. I'm really excited about that group. I think that they provide a good balance on the field and off the field. Kelly is a good vocal leader out of our defense, working with Jenny to really maintain composure back in our circle and keep things moving along. But Kelly's also a very positive leader off the field and really kind of rallies the group. Boo is an intense player who's going to really spark a fire under everybody, both at practice and in games. And Jenny's just a very good balance between the two, with a nice opportunity to develop as a leader, as a junior, going into what should be an excellent season for her, and maintain composure with our defensive unit and verbalize what the transition upfield should be.
It's a conference slate that gets started, as I mentioned, on September 1st, and then really gets into full swing heading into October. It's the only team in which I don't have to worry about mentioning Earlham departing the conference. The Quakers are still going to be a part of the North Coast Athletic Conference in field hockey heading into the 2010 fall. When you look at this league schedule, Coach, much like it was last year, there aren't any easy games, and there are about three or four teams that are going to be vying for a legitimate chance at a North Coast Athletic Conference title. Do you vision it that way?
I think that, you know, in years past, you can look at the NCAC and kind of pick four teams and maybe a fifth team that's battling with that fourth seed team for the conference tournament rights. This year, I think it's a little bit more up in the air. You have some coaching transitions going on, not only at Wittenberg, but also at Kenyon. And you see some other schools within the conference bringing in quite big classes. Denison, 16 kids coming in. And Ohio Wesleyan's always a contender as well. So you can't really overlook anybody, and it's really going to be that game-by-game philosophy that's going to stride us through to high finish this year.
Head coach Kelly Hubble joining us here on the Tiger Sports Network as we count down to the season opener against the DePauw Tigers. That'll come from Edwards Maurer Field coming up on September 1st, 5 o'clock, opening faceoff coming from the turf. A good chunk of home games this year. You guys make some road trips in the non-conference out to Virginia to take on Sweetbriar. You also make a trip down to Kentucky to take on a perennial Division II opponent for you guys, Belle Armine. Looking at this non-conference schedule, is it something that you guys feel is going to prepare you well for the North Coast Athletic Conference?
I think it's a really nice challenge to start off with the Paws. They're looking to come into the conference next year, and then Sweetbriar will be a nice game to really work some experiments in and try a different couple ideas that we've been playing around with in practice. Looking at Lindenwood and Bellarmine, those should be good games to keep rolling through and preparing our conference competition, as well as experimenting into the final pushes of season. W&J, Washington Jefferson, coming into town. I think that's going to be also a very good prep game looking into our conference schedule. They're a very strong group and should give us a good idea of how ready we are for conference games.
You mentioned just a moment ago about doing it on and off the field, and no better way to do that than in the classroom. Last year, Kelly Hurdy was named Academic All-District. It's a program that perennially has a tremendous GPA. Coach, I can't imagine you're going to see things change any this year.
You know, we have some big goals on the field, but we also have goals off the field, and one of those goals is a high team GPA. The team received national recognition as an academic team last year from the National Field Hockey Coaches Association, and that's something we want to continue, and very proud of Kelly's achievements in the classroom, and looking for her to really help lead the team in academic efforts as well as athletic endeavors.
The Tigers, 12-6 last year, 10-2 North Coast Athletic Conference champions, and it was nice to have that as part of a contributing factor to the Dennis M. Collins All-Sports Trophy that the Tigers won last year. Staying within the North Coast Athletic Conference, Coach, it's something where familiarity allows you some advantages. Obviously, there are some disadvantages as well, but having played your entire career in this league and now are coaching in this league, is it something where you feel like it gives you maybe a little bit of a leg up on the field?
It's definitely nice to know some of the coaches that are in the conference and are leading our opponents, and a good idea of what's current in the conference in terms of talent level, as well as other directions that programs are taking and what our competition is. But I think as a coach, I myself am always trying to revamp my game every year, and I'm sure that my opponents are doing the same thing. So with familiarity, there's an advantage, but there's also the element of it's a new season for everybody. So I'm excited to see where we progress and take the lead with this group.
New season, new coaching staff, not only you entering this program, but also a former Scott, Brittany Montgomery, who just played a couple of seasons ago, wrapping up her collegiate career, but she will make the step here to Springfield as well. What does she add to the equation when it comes to this coaching staff, and what are you going to look for her role to be this year?
Brittany was an attacking threat for the Scots, and I'm hoping that she can bring her knowledge of the game to Wittenberg and really help unify our attacking group to work together to be the threat that they are and increase their capabilities to work together to go to goal. She's also somebody that has a shared vision with myself in terms of what field hockey looks like and what we want this game at this university to look like. And she's a young player, young mind who embraces new ideas and wants to push the girls as much as she wants to push the program to greats. So we're really excited to have her energy and enthusiasm on the sideline and on the field with us. So
the North Coast Athletic Conference tournament kicks off in early November. Wittenberg hoping to be a part of that. They were the host of the NCAC tournament a year ago. Coach, one more question before we let you go. As far as adapting to the whole Wittenberg community, obviously you've already made mention of the fact that the community, the athletic department, the players, the families, and all the coaches have opened their arms to you. As far as being here for a couple of months, what has being a Wittenberg Tiger meant to you? And where's the big adjustment been in terms of learning the whole mentality of what Wittenberg University athletics mean?
I think it's a really competitive department, and that's part of the reason I was excited to join this group. I'm a very competitive person myself, so to not only have that camaraderie with your fellow Tigers, but to also be around other people that are very hungry for wins and for the next step in programs. I think that it's very well balanced with the great academic support. I've had the chance to get across campus and meet with some of our faculty members and academic advising staff, and they're as fully committed to the students as the coaching staff is, and seeing them succeed in the classroom and on the field. So it's been a very easy transition and great match for myself, I think, in terms of goals and accomplishments that we are seeking for these students and as their athletic careers develop.
Well, Coach, we'll be following you guys all season long. All the home matches will be brought to you live here on the Tiger Sports Network, and we're hoping that we see another Tigers North Coast Athletic Conference title.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to a great season.
As head coach Kelly Hubbell joining us here as a countdown to the start of the 2010 fall campaign for the field hockey program here on the Tiger Sports Network.